Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started this weekend. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh in Sudbury. Saturday, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh will be in Sudbury tomorrow. A media advisory issued Friday evening said Singh will be at the University of Sudbury at 9 a.m. Saturday. He will make an announcement with NDP candidates from the region. A media availability will follow. Man charged in teen fight at Hanmer Skate Park pleads guilty. A former firefighter for the city of Greater Sudbury pleaded guilty this week to counseling someone to commit an offense and for possession of a weapon. The man, who Sudbury.com will not name as one of the teens involved in the fight as his daughter, appeared in person at the Sudbury courthouse on August 24 for sentencing submissions. He was charged last year after a video was posted to social media in July 2020 showing him coaching a preteen girl in a fight against another girl at a skate park in Hanmer. His employment was terminated as a result of the charges. Assistant Crown Attorney Lindsay Santerre is seeking a 6-month conditional sentence, followed by 24 months of probation, a 10-year weapons ban, and a DNA order. Defense lawyer Danielle Vincent is seeking a conditional discharge, meaning the man would have no criminal record as a result. Sentencing has been reserved, and the matter returns to court September 1 to set a date for sentencing. The minute-long video at the center of the case shows the man encouraging one of the girls to beat up another 12-year-old girl. He showed up at the park with a tire iron, which he eventually put back in his vehicle. Read the full story here. Courts okay Laurentian's request to extend insolvency restructuring into 2022. The courts have granted Laurentian University permission to extend its insolvency restructuring efforts into the new year. Laurentian asked that the stay of proceedings protecting it against its creditors be extended until January 31, 2022, and that the maturity date for its bridge financing loans also be extended to the same date. In granting the motion presented by Laurentian in the brief court hearing on Friday, Chief Justice Jeffrey Moravitz said Laurentian has demonstrated significant progress in its restructuring efforts amid a difficult situation. Read more here. Contractor who died on Vale property this week employed by On-Time Labor Supply Inc. A worker who died on Vale property in Copper Cliff August 24 was working for the contractor On-Time Labor Supply Inc., the Ministry of Labor, Training and Skills Development says. According to its website, On-Time Labor Supply Inc. provides skilled and trained employees for industrial, mining and environmental companies in Greater Sudbury. An emailed statement sent to Sudbury.com from the Ministry of Labor, Training and Skills Development, MLTSD, earlier this week said the ministry was notified Tuesday of the worker's death at Vale's mat processing plant in Copper Cliff. It was reported a worker was found unresponsive, the ministry's statement said. There is no confirmed cause of death at this time. An MLTSD inspector attended the workplace and the investigation is ongoing. Read the full story. Video. Yes Theatre brings its summer festival to the Grotto. Yes Theatre is tuning up the Grotto this summer with 3 different concerts as a part of their summer festival. This year, a team of 12 vocalists and a live band of 6 musicians will deliver a passion-filled live musical performance. And, while the COVID-19 pandemic makes this year's venue different, the Yes Theatre team is excited nonetheless. Check out our video here. Weekend weather. Expect rain and perhaps thunderstorms over the weekend. Saturday will see showers ending near noon, then cloudy with 40% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm in the morning. Wind southeast 20 km per hour, becoming light in the morning. High of 21°C, humidex of 29°C, UV index 3 or moderate. Saturday night will be cloudy with a 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Low of 19°C. Sunday will be cloudy with a 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms. High of 25°C. Sunday night there will be cloudy periods with a 40% chance of showers. Low of 15°C.